Shut up!
What am I talking to? What did I just say that to, Lou? God. This is Eric Clapton. He's got COVID, so. Doesn't he, though? Doesn't he have
yes,
COVID,
he's
right?
Positive, yes.
Yeah.
Good job not getting the vaccination.
All right. Oh, he won't get vaccinated. He's against that. I know that. Well, these people are idiots. What could I tell you? I love Eric Clapton. He may be the greatest guitarist of all time, but take the damn shot in your arm. No, I'm not going to do it. Like I always say, this guy snorted cocaine that came to the United States in somebody's anus, by the way. That's how they get the coke gets transported here. He has no problem shoving that stuff up his nose, but he's not going to put something in his arm that may save his life. These people are idiots, but I don't care anymore. Do what you want to do. I did like his music. So today's show, I promise, would be the best ever. It is. It just is. So, yeah, my mom was great. Bill O'Reilly was great. Donald Trump Jr. just now was great. But really, the theme of today's show is the ugliness. And you know I don't like ugliness. I don't like it at all. The ugliness with this governor's race. You know, Andrew Giuliani was on yesterday. And he threw out that Zeldin was trying to keep him off the ballot. Zeldin was on this morning, and Lee said that while he had forged signatures, and I knew it would only be seconds before both Giuliani and who's the other kid that Bernie likes? Astorino, right? He'll be on tomorrow. I knew they would call right away, and they did. Predictable. And they're angry. So with that said, I'm going to give everybody a chance on this show to speak their mind. So let's start with Andrew, who was on yesterday. He was listening. Andrew, good morning. How are you, pal?
Sid, good morning. You know, I'm still reeling from that heartbreaking Rangers loss, but I have to tell you, in hearing the congressman this morning and what he said, it's just factually false. And I can point to two things and two pieces of evidence, which I have just posted on my social media, and whether you have Facebook, Twitter, Getter, Instagram, you can see it on there. First and foremost, there was a Board of Elections hearing about a month ago in which are almost 25,000 signatures. After that Board of Elections hearing, the board ruled that only 4 signatures out of the 25,000 that we had originally submitted had any fault whatsoever. Only 4. Now, at that, and I posted a video of this happening, I got Zeldin's counsel to admit that he was wasting my time and resources. He was Zoomed in. We were in person. So he might not have realized that it was being recorded by Spectrum News, which Spectrum News then put out. Within 3 hours, the Zeldin team dropped their lawsuit. They did that, I think, and this is probably why they did it, because they realized, well, when does the court figure a defense's time and resources start, and when does the state's time and resources end? So I've posted those on social media. You can see strictly that Lee Zeldin filed against Andrew Giuliani, and he may not want to admit the truth, but the truth is out there. Now, Sid, the
what exactly are you contending he lied about? What did he lie about, according to you?
He's lying that we have forged signatures. He's doing it right now.
But you just said there were 4 or 5 forged signatures. But did he say a number?
There were 4 faulty signatures out of nearly 25,000. Think about that.
Yep.
We submitted nearly 25,000 signatures, and the Board of Elections found fault with 4 of them, which is an incredibly low number and small percentage.
Well, let me ask you this. Though that's an incredibly low number, it is. It's ridiculous to even bring it up. I got to be honest. So in this case, if you're right, I agree with you. But those 4 forged signatures, whose fault is that? Who do you put the blame on for that? I'm asking out of ignorance.
They were not forged. They had faults. So that what that meant was the person actually had a different address, or that person, let's say, was from out of state. So when we did a lot of stuff in Staten Island, right, what you would have is you'd have somebody come up and say, hey, I'd love to sign. You'd ask, are you a registered Republican? They'd say yes, and they would sign. Now, every once in a while, you'd have somebody that would come in from New Jersey. Anytime I witnessed it, I crossed it off, right? So that way it would not be submitted. But 2 of them got by, so we did have 2 people that we submitted that technically were from New Jersey. That's just because when we were submitting, you only have so many resources where you can actually review these before you have to get them in. They make it very difficult if you're not the party favorite in order to do this. But what we heard from almost everybody who's ever done this is they've never heard of a number where only four signatures from the Board of Elections, only four signatures gets thrown out. I mean, it was incredibly clean signatures, and I'm very, very proud of my team.
Okay, so you are very angry this morning because you're contending what he said was not true. He says he's got documentation that he could provide, tons of documentation, that's the word, to prove what he said was correct. You're saying, hey, listen, there's four signatures out of 25,000. So we're going to get past this. There was no lawsuit. Nothing was filed. So you're going to move forward.
There was a lawsuit. Sid, there was a lawsuit, and I posted it on our social media. I'm sorry
okay.
to cut you off on that one.
That's okay.
But it's there. You could see Lee Elbin versus Andrew Giuliani. If anybody wants to go, if you have Twitter, Facebook, Getter, Instagram, go to at Andrew H. Giuliani, and it's right there, Lee Zeldin, candidate aggrieved versus Andrew Giuliani. There was a lawsuit filed by Lee Zeldin, and he pulled it after his lawyer admitted that they were wasting our time and resources. So that is just a factual lie, and we have the documentation that is now posted for all New Yorkers to see. Now, Sid, the truth is, and you've mentioned this, this is not one of the most 100 important issues to New Yorkers. But what this does point at is the fact that Lee Zeldin is lying to New Yorkers about something because the narrative does not line up with him. That goes right to integrity. Look, Rob, who you're going to have on, I've been campaigning with Rob, against Rob for the last year. Rob has great integrity. Harry, I think he's going to have trouble getting by the fact that he donated to Alvin Bragg, but I think Harry is a good man. Lee Zeldin does not have the integrity. We've seen time and time again that he has lied throughout this process, that he has tried to make this a backroom deal, and I can't wait for him to call him out on his lie. I posted his lie right there so that way all New Yorkers can see it. And let's actually start talking about the issues that are important to New Yorkers, like getting crime under control, like right. making sure parents are the primary...
No, listen, we agree with all that. O'Reilly even said that. But now let me ask you this, because when you say he lacks integrity... That's a character shot right there. He says, listen, let me tell you something, Sid. I served in the Army. You talk about integrity. I've got it in spades. Now, you're saying you don't have that. That is a character shot. Did you know Lee Zeldin at all before this? When did all this animosity start? Did it start with this?
It started with the continuous lies that he told throughout the campaign trail, and I think it's starting to culminate in this. Look, we posted literally what's right in front of you, a lie. He will lie to New Yorkers. When you asked the question about a pro-life health commissioner, what did he do? He deflected and he started talking about late-term abortion rather than actually answering the question because his consultants told him, hey, wait a second, you said something wrong there. You need to back off of that position because that's not going to be good for you. Unfortunately, that's what Lee is. Lee will not be genuine with New Yorkers. And you're right. That is a shot. But think about this, Sid. He took a shot saying that all the hard work that my team, that my volunteers, that we put in March, that we were forging documents when we literally have the fact that he sued us in court and got thrown out. We posted that. That's out there. So he is lying to you. But I'm telling you simply this, Sid. I hate liars, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and I will call liars out, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. I think that's what we need in Albany, not somebody who's going to continually lie to voters and New Yorkers and just because it's right for their political narrative.
So on the way out, Andrew, when the first debate does happen, we all agree we're worried about crime, bail reform, all the things that are taxes, all these issues that are really destroying New York. But is it fair to assume that when that first debate starts, it starts right here with what's being discussed this morning by both you guys?
I think it should start talking about crime. I think we should start talking about education and parental choice and making sure we have the gifted and talented program here in New York. I think it should be talked about that we should have a tax voucher program. I think that's what we should be talking about. I think this is one of the thousand most important issues to New Yorkers. I do think, again, though, this cuts at integrity. Lee Zeldin came on this morning and flat out lied to you. I posted that lie so that way every single New Yorker can see that he did, in fact, file a lawsuit. That lawsuit was unsuccessful. He pulled that lawsuit because his lawyer ended up admitting that they were wasting our time and resources. He doesn't want to admit that. Instead, he wants to lie and claim that there were forgeries. If there were forgeries in mass in the thousands, like he said, then guess what? A court would have found that we would be off the ballot. But he knows it's a lie.
All right. Fair enough. You did a great job yesterday. You came on today and explained your case. And listen, I don't like the ugliness, even though it gets me great ratings. But
I will quote Sylvester Stallone and Rambo and say he drew first blood.
So, okay.
That's who I will quote right now. And by the way, I got to tell you, I'm still reeling from that Ranger loss. We dominated the first 40 minutes, and it just kills me to see that one slip through. But I got a good feeling. Tomorrow we're going to come back on this. But, Sid, we got to do a debate. Let's get this thing done sooner rather than later over here.
Okay, and you're okay. I'm going to go see my boss, John Catsimatidis, today. You're okay with me and Bernie doing this debate right here?
Tomorrow. I'm ready tomorrow.
Okay.
If you want to come in this afternoon for a debate, I'm ready for a debate right now.
Okay. No,
right
I can.
I got a shower, though. I have yet to shower and do my hair, so you got to give me about 90 minutes. You give me 90 minutes, and I'll be ready.
You're not even kidding. I told you yesterday, there's a lot I really like about you, a lot. And when you say stuff like that, I really like that because I know you mean it. All right. Well, I doubt this will be the last time we will speak over the next couple of days. So we'll stay in touch. I'll try to get that debate done maybe as early as next week, and we'll get the ball rolling. How does that sound?
Sounds great, Sid, and thank you very much for having me on
to
respond, and thank you for having Rob on to respond. He's a good man.
You got it. All right, there he is, folks. Andrew Giuliani, one of the Republican hopefuls for governor. So we heard from Zeldin and Andrew today. Rob is Luke will come on tomorrow because we're running out of time here, yes? I can only do
that's
4
right.
hours. All right, okay. And we got to play the game, beat Sid, and that's coming up next. We need a contestant, actually, 1-800-848 WABC, 1-800-848-9222. What is it, Lou? What?
I'm recovering, and I'm sitting in here. I don't know how you are.
Hey, man, our old boss taught me a lot. I'm just telling you. You know, for all the shots that we've taken over the years, me and Bernie especially, I guess now that he's gone a couple of years and my career has accelerated and the show is doing really well, I guess it's becoming pretty clear to me that I've got a lot of nerve, you know, criticizing Imus when I'm starting to realize that a lot of his shtick I employ every day. And something like this was right up Don's alley. Let's get these guys hating on each other. Let's get them pissed at each other. Let's make this about Bernie and Sid more than the governor race in New York. And I think I've done that today.
You've learned from Dante's Inferno, that's for sure.
No doubt. All right, we'll play Beat Sid.